from the word go, it needs very special training on the part of investigators and prosecutors to deal with victims of rape and sexual violence. What we've learned from the Rwandan context is that the topic is so taboo that to elicit the evidence in the first place was very difficult. And, you know, in those cases, what we found was in those cases where there were successful prosecutions, there was always a prosecutor involved who was completely dedicated to the cause, treated the victims in a certain way, you know, trying to elicit the evidence in a way that gave the victim a lot of support and encouragement while not invading her privacy or, you know, not being too bullyish about it. But, you know, we have found that there was a certain way, and, you know, there is a certain way that the victims needed to be approached and treated in order to be able for the witnesses to feel and the victims to feel open and secure and safe to share that kind of information. And that's true for, I would say, most rape and sexual violence victims, no matter what the context.